just checking on the flashlights. You didn't break it, did you? So you can ask her after church, and if she'll tell you what she told me, it wasn't real pretty, okay? So if we got an altar call tonight, she definitely may need to come on and get that one, amen? Yes, sir. Sometimes it'd be best you keep your mouth shut, amen? But anyway, just for a little while tonight, we won't be long, but I want you to turn your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 4. If I had a life verse, this is my favorite, amen? Oh, Paul's charging Timothy, and he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing of his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He tells him, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. He says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Just for a little while tonight, I want to preach on a charge that matters. Amen. Nathan, why don't you open us up? Amen. I just tell you what, this verse excites me. Well, Paul knew that his time was at hand. He knew it was getting close. And he's going to charge young Timothy. And I'll tell you what, if I could charge some of you young people tonight, I'd like to be an example to you and show you what God said. Amen. Because you, listen, life is but a vapor. You may be here and you're gone tomorrow, but as a whole, your life has just begun. The race as we see it here, I'm going to tell you right now, you count it as a marathon and not a sprint. You go ahead and harness up on God's word and you stick by the stuff and you listen to your pastor, amen. You listen to the good news. I'll tell you what, this right here is your roadmap in life right here. It's not my way. It's not your way. It's the only way tonight, amen. But, oh, Paul, he said, I charge thee, therefore, before God. He didn't just charge him in his own self. He said, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Some reason, let me get on my phone here, and we're going to go to preach. It says the delivery of a sermon or religious address to an assembled group of people, typically in church. Huh. But oh, I found another one that excited me. Definition of preaching, the traditional preaching is the communication of truth. It has in it two essential elements, truth and personality. Neither of these can it spare and still be preaching. These words give us what has long been considered one of the most clear and concise definitions of preaching, and I thought about that. May I remind you that preaching is truth and it's out of the Word of God, amen. But it also said personality. May I introduce you tonight to the touch. Oh yeah, I've heard lots of preaching, buddy, but I'm going to tell you what, very few has had the touch and the stench. presence of God on it, amen. And I promise you tonight, it shows, amen. You show me a preacher that can get up there and, hey, God can use a jackass to preach, amen. I've heard it been asked, I've heard you been asked, well, what about when a woman gets up and preaches, amen? It's totally against God, but I'll tell you what, it's still the truth if she's bringing it out of the Word, but she does not have the touch of God, amen. So I'll tell you what, you can call it what you want to. It may be the truth, but it does not have the personality or the touch of God, amen. He told old Timothy, preach the word. He is telling him, you better be ready. I'm going to tell you what, in season and out of season, we are always be ready. If I could charge you young people tonight, you are just started out, but you ought to be ready to give an account to the world, amen. And I'll tell you what, and let them know there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, amen. Preach the word, it says. Be ready. Are you ready tonight? It says, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He told old Timothy, you better be ready, amen, because it's going to take all these things. He didn't just say, be a lovebird, old Timothy. He says, no, sometimes you're going to have to reprove and rebuke. And as the world as a whole does not want to hear that. I see it all the time, especially in family gatherings, amen. It's easy to talk about God, amen. I'm going to tell you what, it's easy to quote some verses. But I'll tell you what, when your life does not walk the walk with God, it shows on you, amen. That's our time to be instant and not to be rude, not to be cocky, amen. But they ought to be able to see a difference in you. Do they see Jesus in you tonight? I'm going to tell you what, we ought to be instant. And I tell you, we've all got family and friends that are lost and dying and need something from Jesus. Amen. And may I remind you tonight that, hey, I like that what you said. You may be a griper. You may get fed up with Alphabet Baptist Church. But never let it be said if you going out and finding you another church, you ought not be looking down at the Roman Catholic Church, amen. Something's wrong with your salvation if you even give that a shot, amen. If I catch you down at the church without Christ, amen, that does not mean very well with your testimony. If I catch you speaking in tongues and going down to the First Assembly or the Pentecostal Church of God, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen, you've got a problem. When you leave Bible doctrine, which is Baptist doctrine, amen, you've got a problem. And I'll tell you what, old Paul told Timothy, just go ahead and preach, amen. There's a problem in America. It says he tells him, for the time will come. May I remind you tonight that the time has come. Has come. It's not coming. He warned him it's coming, but it is here right now. When they will not endure a sound doctrine. Now, what is sound doctrine? You could say it about this whole book. It's sound doctrine. But the most important is salvation. Salvation lies in this word right here. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, amen. He still does that. He didn't choose the Roman Catholic Church. He did not choose tongue talkers to get you to heaven, amen. He did not choose the church without Christ as preacher or elder to baptize you and get you in. He did not do that. That's sound doctrine. But he warned old Timothy, the time's coming when they're not going to endure sound doctrine. I've said this before. How much is it? What is it going to take to knock you out of the saddle? Have you drawn a line in the sand? Is there some point you've got laid up in your mind that, hey, if something goes to this point right here, that's it for me? You've got a problem tonight. You've got a burr on your shoulder tonight. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to knock it off, but God may knock it off. Amen. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. You know, we've all got lust. These very people, after their own lust, they're going to turn away, and we're going to see that. Shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I'll tell you what, they are heaping. It just reminds me, I'm going to heap a Joel Osteen, and I'm going to heap those little candy-coated preachers around me, because they're never going to give you sound doctrine. They're going to give you just what you want to hear. Amen. That's the reason why you're not settled, and the world's not settled. Amen. Because you heap, isn't it funny how you get clicks? You never get a click with people that don't get along. Your clicks always come because we act like, we think alike, we walk alike. I'm going to tell you what, we get people around us that are just like us. Amen. You better make sure that it's right, because you're leaving out a whole lot of Bible when you just heap to yourself certain people, certain things, certain ways. You see what I'm saying? When we meet as a church, we meet as a church together. I don't just hang out with Gianni. I don't just hang out with Brother Terry. I hang out with all of you, amen. You're all my family. Boy, we getting green. Listen, this is my last time for a while, amen. It could be, listen, I could meet God tonight. And we going to get quiet tonight over candy-coated preaching? Paul charged Timothy, I'll tell you what, that's what we need, amen. Oh, yeah. They'll heap to themselves teachers. They don't want no preacher. They don't want somebody who's going to go ahead and shell it to the cob, buddy. They want a mealy mouth. They want a smooth talker, buddy. They want that person that's going to make them feel good about themselves, and they'll never challenge them, amen. They'll never challenge them. Itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. That tells me, you know, when you turn away, that means you've turned your back on something that's right, amen. They were going the right way, preacher. They were going God's way, but I'll tell you what, they've had enough. I'm not going to listen to that preacher anymore. Not going to do it. I've got my way, I'm set on my way, or it's going to be the highway. So I'm going to turn around. I'm going to stop my ears up, and I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be fine. But I tell you, it's not going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. But watch thou, he told old Timothy, but watch thou in all things. He charged him. You wonder why a preacher or a pastor always watching. I told you, you may not be watching your children, but I'm watching them, amen. He told Timothy, watch that all things. All things. All things, not some things. Watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. I'm going to tell you what. A lot of people think, man, this Christian life that I'm walking, I ought not be afflicted. You're wrong. He told old Timothy, watch thou in all things and endure afflictions, because you know why? It's coming. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Oh, Paul says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Isn't it something how Paul knew it was getting close? Do you think if we realize, Randy, Brother Randy, Good example right here. You think I'd be living a little bit different if I knew my time was about to end? I knew it was coming up. I knew they were fixing to kill me. I think I'd be just a little closer, don't you think? Yes, sir, I would. Shame on me tonight. I'm going to tell you what, we ought to live each and every day thinking it may be our last day here on earth. This may be the last time that I get to preach to you, amen. I might as well give it my all. Give it my all. Paul said, listen, I'm ready. He said, I fought a good fight. Boy, I'd like to stop right there just for a little bit. You know, you've said it many times. You know what our problem is as a whole? We ain't got no fight left in us. We'll roll over, buddy. We let the world, the flesh, and the devil take advantage of us, amen. Where's our fight at? Our children and our young boys ought to be growing up not to be bullies. Let me go ahead and say that. I've heard that too much. Oh, they're bullying me. I want to tell you what, somebody needs to take charge, and I tell you, it ought to be the man of God. It ought to be these youngsters growing up. Too many times that our young people just roll over. You know what? They can't be effective out in the world because they'll go with the world. We've trained them that way. We've trained them that way. Well, I don't want to offend them, so I'm going to go with them. No, you stop and take a stand. I'm not doing those things. By the grace of God, you go ahead, but I'm not. I'm not. Fought a good fight. Listen, we need to be teaching. We need to be fighters ourselves. Amen. And listen, I know what the book says. And listen, go ahead and slap me right across the face. And I'll do the best I can to show you the other cheek. I will. Or I may give you the best 30 seconds of your life, because that's about all I got in me. But you'll know you've been in it for 30 seconds. I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. That race. He's talking about that race. He's finished it. He knew he was fixing to be done. And he said he's kept the faith. I'm going to tell you what, we need to be at the end of our race and look back on our life and realize we have not been perfect. But bless God, we've kept the faith. Amen. Shame on the devil tonight and all the world. Amen. Yeah, they fixing to take my life, but I finished my course and I've kept the faith. He wasn't mealy-mouthing, was he? No, sir, he wasn't. He told old young Timothy, I'm now ready to be offered. I'm ready. Fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's a laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And he not only said that, but we can earn that crown of righteousness too. It says, not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. It says, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Hurry up. Hurry up. It says, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I'm going to tell you what, Demas was walking one way and he turned and he loved the world more than he loved the Savior. It's not going to be good for us when you do that. It says, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me in the ministry. Antiochus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, with thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Oh, and he talks about Alexander. I love it. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. He didn't say, listen, he didn't say, Father, forgive him. You know what he said? The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. As your own this race, young adults, there's going to be many that's going to not like you. They're going to talk about you, bash you, gnash you with their teeth. I'm trying to charge you tonight to realize that as you grow in this race with Christ, it's not going to be easy. Amen. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. I'd like to remind you tonight that some days in this race, you may have to stand on your own. If you're looking to be crunched up and backed up by your family, your friends, amen, one of these days it just may be you. It may be you. But here you go right here. Don't ever think it's just you. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. It's never just you, amen. The Lord's always there with us tonight. Don't ever think you're alone. You think, well, I'm going through this battle, but you're not going through it alone. I may forsake you. I may not give you that comfort that you need, and shame on me. But the Lord will always be there. Stand strong. Stand strong. He's telling Timothy these things because you know what? He had done almost finished his course, and he had seen some of these very same things happen to him. And he knew young Timothy was going to go through that. Oh, I think about sometimes how Paul could have told him, Timothy, boy, I'm going to charge you and everything's going to be fine. The world's going to love you. Everybody's going to just want to treat you nicely. Don't you worry about a thing, young Timothy. I'll tell you what, they're going to take my life, but I'll tell you, you're fine. No, that's not how it's going to be. Boy, we can come in down at the house of God and have a great time. Hear this wonderful singing. I tell you what a blessing it is to come down to the house of God and hear the singing down here. If that don't fire you up, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with your old heart. You may need a tiller on it just to till that old heart up, amen. I tell you what, isn't God good tonight? God's been so good to me, I'll tell you. We talk about this all the time. Don't take it for granted. God loved us when we were unlovable. And may I remind you tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm unlovable most of the time. And God still puts up with me, amen. And I thank him for that tonight. We ought to pray for one another tonight and realize we're in a battle. You know what? My battle is three-quarter over. I've run the race, and I tell you, I'm on the last furlong. I'm coming around the corner, but I want to be racing, and I want to be doing his word and his will until it is over. That ought to be your prayer tonight, too. Don't give up. Don't give out. He'll be there with us. God bless you.